It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm excited that you're tuning in today. We have an amazing show for you today because we're talking with none other than Miss America's Outstanding Teen, Leah Sykes. And she's going to talk about her tips on how to prepare for your state or national pageant competition. She's going to give you the insider scoop so you can be totally pageant fab. Then, a little later in the show, I'll be talking with leading pageant photographer David Hatfield about how you can get a winning headshot for your next photo shoot. But before we jump into all that, I want to remind you that you can get weekly emails full of expert pageant coaching advice just by signing up for my newsletter. It's just as simple as that. Each week, you'll get quick and easy tips for getting a top score in all the areas of competition at your next pageant. So click on the newsletter banner here on Pageant Talk Radio or visit the newsletter page on my website, ValerieHayes.com. It's the fun and easy way to stay current and develop your skills so that you know everything you need to do to win. My fabulous first guest is Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2014, Leah Sykes, who was just 16 when she was crowned on August 17th of last year in Orlando, Florida. It was an amazing pageant with seriously talented girls. And in addition to winning the crown and sash, Leah also won a $25,000 scholarship, which she's hoping to use to attend Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, where she's going to pursue a degree in vocal performance. She currently serves as the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's Teen Ambassador and has also been named a National Ambassador for the Girls Know How book series. How exciting is that? A series that encourages young people to explore the careers of their dreams. Leah is pursuing her dream of becoming a recording artist and is currently working in the studio on her first debut EP. So I'm super excited to have her with us. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Leah Sykes.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, last year's pageant in August was so exciting. There were so many wonderful, seriously talented contestants. I don't know when I've seen a pageant with that many top contestants together in one place in a long time. Take us back to that moment when you were standing on stage and you realized that they were calling your name as the winner.
Oh, my goodness. It was one of the crazy experiences of my whole entire life. I have grown up as an athlete, and I had never been involved in pageantry. And so when I started to compete, I thought that it would just be for fun. And I won my local, then I won the state. And then when I was standing there on that national stage and they called my name as Miss America's Outstanding Teen, I was so humbled and so taken aback by how amazing this experience was going to be and how I was not expecting anything of the sort because, like you said, there were such amazing girls competing that year. So I was so humbled and ready to serve my country.
Well, now, I think it's a great point that you mentioned that you were raised as an athlete because many people don't realize, you know, they watch the pageant on TV or watch the webcast, which is so great, these webcasts. A lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of similarities between pageant competition and sports competition. You have to learn goal setting and self-discipline to prepare. And I think that, you know, sports experience often really gives pageant contestants a huge advantage because they've already learned those skills. Do you think that your athletic competition experience helped you to prepare and actually compete?
I absolutely think that it did. Actually, it's a funny story because I was training for my first marathon when I decided that I was going to compete in the pageant. And so what the marathon taught me was to push through and to keep practicing. And it's not always going to be easy. There are going to be harder days. And that actually transitioned into my preparing for this pageant and my competing in the pageant because I knew that there were going to be days when I didn't want to practice anything that I needed to prepare for the pageant. But, you know, I pushed through and it has certainly paid off. And I'm so excited that I was able to have that background to teach me hard work and perseverance and diligence.
I think that's a great story and so inspirational, I'm sure, to our listeners. So for the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program. Obviously, platform development is an important aspect of the competition. You know, it's a huge part of the score. It's so important about your appearances that you'll be able to make based on your platform. Tell us a little bit about your platform and what inspired you to develop that particular platform.
Right. Well, my platform is Seeing Beyond Disabilities, and there are actually many different aspects to my platform. As you can see from the name, it's just seeing beyond the disabilities that we see in people all over the place. Some people don't realize how surrounded they are with people who may be autistic or maybe handicapped. If you look close enough, you'll see the problem. And I have a heart for serving those people, mainly because my grandmother was handicapped. She had ALS, and that put her in a wheelchair. And then my brother has learning disabilities, and I tutored two boys who are autistic. So it's really surrounded my life. And I just want to be able to help in some way. And the second part is my foundation, actually, that I started. It's a beach for everybody, and the goal is to bring the beach to everybody despite their handicaps or disabilities, because currently it's very difficult for a family with someone who is handicapped to make it on the beach. So really creating a handicap-friendly environment for those at the beach.
One of the things that I noticed at the National Pageant was that you had a great platform. It was easy for you to talk about. It was easy for you to articulate. And there were several other wonderful contestants there who also had platforms that were in some way relating to people with disabilities. What do you think it was about your platform that made it unique and helped it stand out for the judges, you know, when they're interviewing people? What specifically did you include in your platform, or what did you market during the interview that helped your platform stand out?
Right. Well, you're so right that there are so many girls in this organization that are extremely passionate about their platform. And I think that maybe what the judges saw in me is the passion that I have for it, simply because, like I said, it's surrounded in my life. It's something that I can very much relate to, and that created an even deeper passion in me because it was something that I really was excited about seeing through. So that's actually a great advice that I would give to anyone who's competing, who is trying to write their platform, who's looking for something. You know, look at your own life and what are the things that you truly care about. Maybe you were bullied. Maybe you had an eating disorder. I don't know what's going on in your life, but this is your chance to really tell everyone what you have struggled with and how you'd like to encourage other people who are going through it.
I think you made two really great points there. Number one, there has to be a personal connection. In the case of your platform, obviously it was your grandmother. The judges like to know that you, as a contestant and potential title holder, can speak from some level of experience of dealing directly with your topic and your issues. So, you know, a personal connection is so important. And then also having a passion for the topic or for your platform, which I think is really apparent in the number of appearances as well as the quality of the appearances. You know, sometimes people, you know, list on their appearances, you know, I attended this pageant or I attended that pageant, and those don't really relate to your platform, so they can't really generate great interview content for you. So talk to us a little bit about some of the appearances that you made before you won your state title and how you think those appearances helped you to talk about your platform in the interview room.
Right. I actually help with the Buddy Walk every year. There are lots of appearances that I've done, but that one's one of my favorite because every year this organization puts together a Buddy Walk, which is for children who are autistic and have Down syndrome, and they just come and you walk a mile with them, and there are blow-up slides and so many fun things for them to do. There are line dances, and it's so sweet to actually, you know, get in there and spend some time with the children. I do it every single year with one of my friends, and getting to become personal with the children and dance with them and make them feel like they're normal, because quite honestly they are, but at times when they're surrounded by other children who don't have the same disabilities as them, they don't feel normal. And just making them feel like a little kid is so exciting, because I've learned even more from them about how to have joy than I feel like I have given to them. It's so exciting.
I think that's great advice. Now let's move on to another area of the competition that can kind of stress people out. It's the talent presentation. And sometimes contestants aren't sure, am I trying to go for technical skill here? Am I trying to go for audience appeal? Tell me a little bit about how you selected your talent presentation and what you were thinking about when you figured out or decided on which particular talent you were going to go with.
Okay, you guys have no idea. We went through so many songs trying to decide which one I was going to do. I actually decided to do the pageant because of the scholarship money and also the chance to perform on stage. So the whole time I knew that I was going to be singing on that stage. But as far as which song I was going to do, I was not quite sure. But I knew that I wanted to stay true to myself. I had been to a few pageants before, and I saw many different talents. I saw dancing, I saw speaking, I saw singing. But what I noticed a pattern that it seemed like all of the singing was Broadway tunes. Not all of them, but a good majority of them were. And I knew that that wasn't the type of singer that I wanted to be. So after going through many, many different songs, we finally settled on Someone Like You by Adele because there's so much emotion in that song. Sure, there's a lot of different technical skill, but the emotion that it can draw from people in the audience is so incredible. And Adele is one of my favorite artists. I aspire to be like her in the music industry. And so I thought that it was the perfect song. I felt comfortable, and it was pretty personal to me. I like getting in that character. So I would give the advice to find something that means something to you. Don't just sing something or dance to something or speak about something because you think it sounds good. Actually speak about something or dance to something or sing about something that you connect strongly to, because that emotion will show in your voice and your dancing and whatever you do. I think that's very, very important to choose something that means something to you.
I think that's really great advice, Leah, and certainly you demonstrate it on stage, and if people haven't seen your vocal performance, they should totally, I assume there's a YouTube video, there's like a YouTube video for everything.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a YouTube video up of your performance, which was extremely compelling, and again, the talent at last year's pageant was just mind-boggling. The level of talent, you know, with all the girls, really. And I think it was a very compelling performance. And I think you're right to make a good point. When you go to pageants, you know, look at what the trend is in the pageant competition. There have been a lot of people doing Broadway. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I saw Frozen over the holidays, which was a great movie, and I totally loved it. And I recognized how wonderful the songs were. And I knew at one point in the movie, I leaned over to my husband and I say, these songs are so great. Just watch. Everyone will be singing Frozen. Something from Frozen at the next pageant. I swear to you, like within 2 weeks, I feel like every single contestant I was talking to on the phone had changed their talent to something from Frozen.
Oh my goodness, so, you're so right. I was talking about that too.
I know. So like everybody's doing it now. So if you haven't picked your talent presentation already and you're doing vocal talent, please do not sing anything from Frozen, because everyone else is going to do it.
I completely agree.
Another thing that I thought, and I felt this every year that I've attended the pageant, in the fitness competition, because there's a specific routine that you do on the national stage, it's really, really important, isn't it, to be able to do several push-ups in a row?
It is. It is.
It's just one of those things. The girls come out and they do the jumping jack thing and they do the high kick thing and they're all doing great. And then they jump down to do the push-up segment of the choreography, and that's where the truth comes out, right? Were you worried when you were doing yours? Yours looked great.
Thank you. Well, I was not too worried. Fitness used to be one of my least favorite parts because I'm not very coordinated, and they have a lot of, you know, running and jumping and stuff. And for some reason, I thought that that showed that the dancers had an advantage because of their coordination. But then I realized, you know, I'm a runner. I do 100 push-ups a day. This should be one of my favorite parts. So if I really started to think of it as just a workout, then it I felt so much better about it. And you were so right about the push-ups. I would be backstage with some of the girls, and we'd be practicing our push-ups together, and I was coaching them. I was like, you can go lower. I believe in you. And we were all extremely intimidated because there was a fitness expert on the board. But it ended up being great. It was just one of my favorite parts of the competition to get to go out there and show my athleticism. I mean, the way that I was raised, basically.
I really do like the fitness choreography. It's very cute. And you know that a contestant is seriously fit. If, you know, two music in rhythm, she can jump down and knock out two or three push-ups smiling at the audience the whole time. That's some serious skill there.
Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned that you were, you know, talking to the contestants backstage, you know, everybody's stressed. And that is like really true. Whether you're competing at your state pageant or your national pageant, there can be a lot of stress during your preparation period as well as during the actual pageant competition. Tell me a little bit about how you managed stress and what you did to stay relaxed while you were preparing and getting ready for the pageant.
Well, it was actually a really wonderful year. All of the girls were so sweet. We all bonded so well. So in my pageant, I wasn't necessarily worried about the other girls and the friends I was going to make because right off the bat, I made incredible friends. But you're so right. Being surrounded by so many girls, knowing we're all competing together, even if we don't say it, we know that there's some level of stress and intensity going on inside each and every one of us. So one thing that I learned is that it is okay to express your feelings, whether that's to a parent or a coach, because I wasn't necessarily doing that. I would be a little bit stressed, but I wouldn't tell anybody. And so finally, Thursday night, I called my mom, and we just talked for a really long time, and then I went and collected the cards that I had received that day, and while I was reading the cards, I just finally let myself cry. Like, I was so nervous. I was a little bit stressed, but after I did that, and I saw how many people were supporting me and how many people were so excited about me, it really changed my perspective, and I felt so fresh and rejuvenated and ready for everything else to go on. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that there was no stress and that there weren't times where I was just way too tired to go on, but if you just push through, and I think it's so important to have those people behind you encouraging you and prodding you on, it's really made the difference in the whole world to me.
I think you're right. It's unrealistic to think that you're going to go to your pageant and be relaxed and in pageant positive the whole time. You know, things are going to come up. You're going to be tired. You might, you know, get sick. I mean, Katie Stamm won Miss America after she was like really sick and couldn't talk for 3 days. You know, so it can be very challenging, and having people in place that you know that you can call. I know that oftentimes when I have contestants competing at pageants, you know, I tell them it doesn't matter if it's 11:30 or 12:30 at night and you just got out of rehearsal. If you need a pep talk, call me. And it's great that, you know, you kind of have to plan for that. You have to let your mom know, oh, I need a pep talk tonight. Or you have to maybe take some inspirational reading with you or listen to music that calms you down and inspires you. There's lots of ways to take positive energy back in because you're really going all out, even if you're just in rehearsal. And it really can be a little overwhelming, can't it?
It definitely can be.
I totally agree. Well, I know that you are doing an amazing job representing the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program. Tell us a little bit about some of the appearances you've made so far and which ones really stand out in your mind.
Well, there are so many experiences that I've had that have made an impact on me and the next appearance that I go to. I really would like to hit on the one that meant the most to me, if I may.
Yes.
It was in Philadelphia. I went to the Dream Academy. And if anybody is not familiar with the Dream Academy, it's an after-school program for children whose parents are incarcerated. And I was so nervous going in there because I do have two amazing parents who have loved me and supported me in everything that I did. And I knew going in that these children didn't necessarily know what that was like. So I was very nervous to speak to them and afraid that they may think that I was looking down on them or that they were looking down on me. But I went in there and I talked to these children about goals. I let them ask me questions and I got to sing a few songs for them and they were so open. They had so much joy and were so excited. They asked me to read a book to them. They were so sweet and welcoming that I have taken that energy that they gave me into every other appearance that I went to. I was at that school for 2 hours, and it felt like it was 5 minutes. I wanted to stay there forever. I did not want to leave. And I'm so excited to go see those kids again sometime this May for their Dream Academy Gala. I am so overjoyed.
It is really surprising sometimes when you're even just a local or a state title holder, not even necessarily a national title holder, how positive the girls feel when you come and visit them or the children. Because sometimes it's so easy to be stuck in our own lives. We forget that as title holders or celebrities in the pageant community, just by going somewhere and sharing a few words of encouragement and support, it can really make a huge difference for these kids, can't it?
It really can. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, talking about amazing, you won a fabulous $25,000 scholarship, which I know you're planning to put to good use. Tell me a little bit about your college aspirations, and have you picked out a college yet? Give me the scoop.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited about this. I went to go to Belmont University, and Belmont University is a small private Christian school who is really growing right now. They're one of the greatest music programs in the country, and one of the only ones to offer contemporary vocal performance. So I really want to go to college there. So when I won the scholarship, I realized that it was actually a very strong possibility. I know that my parents went to bed at night very relieved knowing that college was going to be paid for me. But I'm so excited because in 2 weeks, I get to go to Tennessee for the Miss Tennessee's Outstanding Teen Pageant. And I'm so excited to get to see Chandler Booth again. It'll be wonderful. But I'm also so excited because the MAO Teen organization knows that my dream college is also in Tennessee. So they set up an appointment for me to tour the school and meet with the head of administrations. And I'm so excited to go see the college. I can't even stand myself.
It is really amazing how fabulous the national staff are at making sure each title holder, you know, each Miss America's Outstanding Teen has an amazing year that in some way supports or encourages her own particular academic and career success. I think that's totally amazing. And I was shocked and dumbfounded, quite honestly, with the number of scholarships they awarded last year. You know, the great thing, for those of you who don't know, about the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program is it's not a winner-take-all program. In other words, you don't have to win the national title to get some amazing scholarship opportunities. And I think they stood up there on one of the prelim nights. I think they spent like half an hour giving out scholarship awards. It's a little amazing, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. I'm in awe of the program.
Yeah, there were so many girls from so many top tier schools that got gigantic scholarships. I'm not talking about $1,000 or $5,000 scholarships. I'm talking about hefty scholarships. And I think it just illustrates that the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program is not only committed to community leadership, through platform development, but it also really encourages academic success, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm super excited to hear how things go at your college tour in Nashville, Tennessee. What are you planning to do this summer leading up to the pageant? Will you be attending a lot of the state pageants, or what will you be working on this summer?
Oh my goodness, I just got my summer schedule in, and it is so packed. I swear, I don't have very many free days at all this summer, starting in late May. And all the way up to August, I will be on the road touring or going to different state pageants and speaking at different events and schools and wherever I may be going. I have such a packed schedule, and I am so excited to get to spend that time with Michelle Gregorczyk, my traveling companion, and see what other experiences lie ahead of me.
I think that sounds wonderful. And of course, for those of you who want to check out and see if Leah is going to be in your area, you can follow her on Twitter. Her profile there is MAOteen. And on Facebook, you can look for her as Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And of course, to keep up with her travel schedule, you can also visit their website, which is www.maoteen.com. org. It's been great having you on the show today, Leah. Before I let you go, what is your one final piece of advice for contestants who are competing?
I would definitely suggest to be yourself. When I decided that I was going to compete, I told my mom I didn't want to morph, that I was going to be my goofy self, that I was just going to have fun, and it paid off. So have the time of your life. Realize that even if you don't win, you can still be successful in the things that you are passionate about. And I think once you realize that, you will have unbelievable success, not just in the pageant system, but in the rest of your life.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a success in the remainder of your year and also in your future. Thanks so much for being with us today, Leah.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to talk with David Hatfield, a winning photographer who's going to talk to you about how to make sure your next picture makes you look like the next title holder. So stay tuned and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Are you a first-time contestant who wants to make sure you feel prepared to answer any question? Or are you an experienced contestant who's frustrated because your interview score does not reflect your true pageant potential? Well, I'm here to share with you the biggest secret about what's holding you back from getting a top interview score. It's that most contestants don't know how to practice correctly. So they struggle through marathon practice sessions, participate in mock interviews that actually increase frustration and decrease skills, or they just give up completely and try to wing it. But I've developed a foolproof system for you to use on your own that will teach you how to practice your interview so that you deliver great answers with poise and confidence, whether you're in the interview room or on stage. This is going to be the best $27 you've ever spent on your pageant competition. So click on the Pageant Interview Practice System banner here on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, or visit the DIY section of my website at ValerieHayes.com and get started towards your winning interview score today.
Did you know that your pageant paperwork is the secret to impressing the judges before you even walk into the interview room? It's true. Your paperwork really is the foundation of your pageant interview. With Valerie's Rock Your Contestant Bio, you'll learn to avoid the most common paperwork mistakes and establish yourself as a leading choice for the title. Just visit the Rock Your Contestant Bio page in the DIY section of Valerie's website at www.valeriehayes.com. A great contestant bio is the first step towards your winning moment.
Get a headshot that establishes you as a serious contender for the crown. Studio D Imaging does more than just snap a photo. They actually help you create your iconic look by understanding the preferred look of your pageant and helping you to express your photogenic potential. They've created winning looks for contestants competing in all the major pageant systems, and they'll create a winning look for you too. Just visit them on Facebook by searching for Studio D Imaging or visit their website at StudioDImaging.com. Contact them today and let Studio D Imaging create your perfect headshot.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.
Are you worried about tough current events questions for your next pageant? Well, I've got a solution to your current events nightmare. Everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events, but I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice on your own. So click on the current events banner here on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or visit my website at ValerieHayes.com and you'll be ready to rock those current events questions. questions at your next pageant.